This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. We're working on another one. This should make the left even more nuts. Seriously. You know, I'm finding out that people are reading books less and less. And not because they're not buying mine, but because they're just not doing it. If it's not on the Kindle and if it's not short and sweet and to the point, you know, I talked to a few people who, you know, talk about how the books have to be smaller and smaller and smaller. If it's much more than 120 pages, people aren't reading it, which is kind of scary. Anyway, and we still expect our kids to read 300-page history books. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in a chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being involved in the conversation. You know what I love? Anybody know what today is? Anybody got a clue? Here, let me help you. I'll prime the pump here, as they say. Come on. Now I'll tell you a little. Right? Oh, come on. You didn't like this song back then, did you? Really? You know, and she looks like a mad guinea girl. I can say that, by the way. Don't you say it. I mean, seriously, she looks like she's got an attitude. And at the time, she was nothing. And the funny thing about this, I know somebody. You didn't even know this about me. I know somebody who got this song before she did. And she was a friend of mine. But she wouldn't do it the way they wanted her to do it. Yeah, there's a condition she hasn't seen in 50 years, whatever. Anyhow, 60 years old today to Madonna. I mean, doesn't look a day over 72. Seriously. I'm just, you know. What? You know, remember what a pastor used to say? He used to say, you know, you until you're 30, about 30-ish, you have the face that God gave you. After 30, you get the face you deserve. You know what I mean? Seriously. When you have to start putting a pound of spackle on to get rid of those things you got happening on your face, you know, you've been just, maybe you've been partying a little too hard. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about smiling wrinkles. I'm talking about, I could do this for days. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, again, we lost Aretha Franklin. And my heart goes out to her family. But you know what? And I know some of you don't get this, and it's okay, and don't take it the wrong way. But, you know, when you truly have a relationship with God, when you truly know the Lord, it's a whole different story. Death is not that place where there's nothing. You know, for us anyway, I'm not fearing being worm food or laying in the dark for which I always thought was funny, because some of these people I talk to don't believe in God, say, nope, That's it. It's a sense of nothing. Well, how could it be a sense of nothing if you're something? How do you sense something if you're dead and you're worm food? I've never understood that. You know? It's just me. I mean, I'm just asking for a friend. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna talk about that later on in the show, if I can find the article where now atheists are claiming that Christians are microaggressing them by simply talking about our faith when they see us praying in a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, seriously. Isn't it funny that when Tim Tebow took a knee, people lost their minds? But you got these other guys taking a knee? It's okay. Not a big deal. You know? Anyhow, like I said, 855 Real Joe. I'm going to do that one now. I'm not going to wait for that. So, apparently, researchers have found 31 different unique types of microaggressions aimed at atheists. Now, I'm a pretty involved guy, and I know a lot of these religious groups. Did you hide my notice to the Atheist Microaggression Committee?
Yes.
You did?
No.
I mean, no, she probably would have blew it up 10 times its normal size to make sure I could read it and handed it to me.
And lit it on fire.
Yeah, she would. No, it probably lit itself on fire. But anyway. So three researchers recently created a psychological survey to help therapists gauge how often atheist clients suffer microaggressions. The microaggressions against non-religious individuals scale, it's called Manners, wow, was created by researchers Louis Pagano, one of ours, Azim Sharif, and Zhen Cheng, and published for the first time last week in a journal run by the American Psychological Association. Now, according to Manners scale, there were 31 microaggressions that are unique to atheists, many of which involve incidents during which an atheist is incidentally assumed to be religious or... Now, think about that. It is a microaggression because you, maybe because of somebody's last name or where they come from or the way they're conversing, that you might think they're a Christian or a Jew or otherwise. And that's like a microaggression that causes you to fall to your, you know, to your knees or your butt or whatever, curl up into a ball and just feel like you've been violated. Okay, the problem is that if that's what's happening to you, the problem has nothing to do with the religious person around you. Absolutely nothing. You do need to go see that counselor. More on this after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Yes. You know, I'm thinking, what's that old saying? Microaggression, microaggression. Who's got the microaggression? We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with us. Just being involved in the conversation, be involved with us as a whole. I know there's a whole bunch of other things you could be doing today, tonight, yesterday, the day before, but you're watching, you're listening, you're paying attention, and I so much appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do, and you know, one of the things I screwed up the other day, it proves to you that I'm fallible. I'm not the guy you think I am. Anyway, you know, I screwed up the other day, and I had said the 35th person, right? The book thing. Remember that? Lamero's book. And I said, you know, 30th or 35th, I don't even remember now. I mean, that was a day ago, 2 days ago, whatever. Might have all been a month ago. Who sent me an email, and I wasn't clear about it, apparently. So, where the heck is our page? I can't find our page. Oh, my God. Are we gone now? We're not here anymore?
We're here.
We're there? Who was the one that sent them to... Was it Barbara?
I think so.
Barbara? Do you want to find that?
I'll find it.
Okay, you find it and then tell me.
Yes.
All right, so I can go on now?
Yes.
We're good? Okay. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate, you know, the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of it. We were talking about the researchers that have found 31 types of anti-atheist microaggressions. That's right. Now, apparently, if you mention anything about God, if there's an inference that you're a God believer, if you can confuse them or mistakenly think that they're a God believer, it's a microaggression and they need counseling. I want you to think about what we've done to our people. We get to the point where if somebody makes a mistake and thinks that you're a Christian, a Jew, a Buddhist, or whatever, maybe the Buddhist wouldn't bother them. I don't know, but... That's a microaggression, and they need psychiatric care over it. Now, some of you are going to think I'm being cold and nasty or whatever, but if you're that easily brought to your knees, and I don't mean in a prayerful way, I mean in a way where it stops you, the problem isn't what the person's saying to you. Right? But they've come up with a scale now of what microaggressions are to non-religious people. I love this. I think this is hilarious. One writer says, having this microaggression scale can empower non-religious individuals to talk about their experience with prejudice. Prejudice. Listen, are these people like, do they not know what these words mean? I'm not prejudiced against anybody who doesn't believe in God. And you know what's funny? Barack Lurie summed it up great. When, you know, he's now a devout Jew, and he used to get irritated at Christians when they try to convert him or tell him about Christ. Because, you know, you guys know we don't believe in Christ, and here you are trying to tell me about him anyway. And he said it snapped on him at one time, and he realized it one time, that we were only doing it because we loved him, because we truly believed that was a good thing, that Christ is a good thing. And we want you to have part of it. We want you to know the love we know. So it's not a negative thing anymore. He gets it now. Has he accepted Christ? No. But he understands why we talk about it. Now, the fun thing about it is, I liken it to, you have no problem me telling you about great movies. You have no problem me telling you about the best comedian. You have no problem even me telling you about certain things that I'm eating and doing that's making me feel better. And I'm on you about it. I'm on you about quit smoking. I'm on you about doing things that'll be better for your body. And that seems to be acceptable. Right? You don't give any thought to the fact that the reason I'm pushing something I believe on you is because I care about you. Because if I don't give a crap about you, let me tell you what. Let me go buy you another pack of cigarettes. Let me help you where you're going. I mean, think it through. So for them to believe that the only reason we're on them, the only reason we're just being mean and we hate them, we don't want anything to do with them, they're wrong. The one guy says, examples of microaggressions, others have assumed that I'm religious. Others have acted surprised that I don't believe in God. And others have included a blessing or a prayer in a public social gathering. So what? Block your ears. I mean, the question I always ask people, you got 50 people in a room. 20 of them, I'm sorry, I'm going to go less than that. Let's say 6 of them don't believe in God and don't want any prayer. The rest of them do. Do we not have it? Do the rest of them win out? Is it always based on what they believe? I'm asking because I don't know. I'll tell you what I would do. See, it's really funny how when they talk about voting, especially the presidential election, right, they want to throw the Electoral College out because it's the popular vote that should win. It's the person who gets the most amount of votes that should get their way. Well, doesn't that apply to everything? Wouldn't that apply to this, too? If 46 or 44 of the people in the room wanted the prayer and six didn't, then the six should actually leave the room and go somewhere else, right? This is according to the way they've laid it out. And why would you be triggered if somebody didn't, you know, why not turn that for you as an atheist, turn that into a learning moment? Say, wow, that's surprising that you thought I believed in a God or in God. Why would that be? What was I doing that made you think I believed in God? Are you suggesting that people can't do good things who don't believe in God? I mean, do you see how much fun you can have with, I mean, if I was an atheist, let me tell you what, you see me do it from the other side. If I was an atheist, I'd have a field day with this. This would be easy for me. But I love it. We have to have a night, we have to, I love this. We have to have a microaggression scale. Because will it make them feel better? I don't even know what it does. I mean, I know what the scale does, but I don't know what it does for the people around them. The article adds that despite the limitations, one of the important benefits of microaggression theory is that it raises people's awareness of their often unknowingly hurtful or otherwise behaviors. It can therefore offer people the opportunity to avoid unintentional harm. Does that mean if I know that I'm going somewhere and I got two or three of my friends that are atheists and I don't want to trigger them, do I have to put my cross under my shirt? What about me? You've triggered me. You're insulting me. You're oppressing me. The study was led by Zhen Cheng, who recently received her PhD from the University of Oregon. Oh, you got to hear this, and then I'll move on. Got to hear her interview, then I'll move on. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The jury in the Paul Manafort case has questions, but no verdict on day one of deliberations in the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia. After 7 hours debating his fate, jurors sending a note to the judge asking four questions, including clarification on the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager. The trial has gone on for 3 weeks. Manafort, who is 69 years old, charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. He's pleaded not guilty, but his fate in the hands of the 12 jurors who need a unanimous verdict to convict him on all 18 counts.
Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and being involved and, you know, frankly, for lack of a better term, not being stupid. Right? I mean, some of the stuff that, you know, I love it. Some of you people, some of the trolls will send me emails like, yeah, where do you find all these phony stories? They're not phony stories. You don't have to believe them. And if it aggravates you that much, how high is your IQ if you're sitting here listening to my show that makes you crazy? I don't do it. Man, there's people come on the TV and I'm watching Shepard Smith. Bang. I can't get to the channel changer fast enough. Seriously, I think I sprained my thumb a couple times trying to get him off the air or off the channel. I've got a couple of shows. I'm just not interested in hearing them. Chuck Schumer, I don't want to go into an epileptic fit when I hear his voice, so I change him real quick. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the microaggressions that, you know, it's really funny. So, it's a big deal. They write about it. They take it seriously. When an atheist writes about microaggressions because somebody thinks he might be religious or they see a cross around your neck or any of those things, yet the maxi aggressions that they do against Christians is amazing with no outcry from the left. The things that they do, no outcry from the left. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. Okay. You know how much there is not much more you can do with this. Okay. So you have Omarosa. I don't know if some of you knew this, but at one time she worked for the Clinton White House. Right? Now, she's no stranger, right? When it comes to failing in the White House, she became well known by television viewers of the NBC's hit show The Apprentice. Now, after being let go for personal issues, she's using closest to President Trump to make millions by calling her former boss a racist and a liar, which is really funny. Again, like I said earlier, I said it the other day, right? She has had nothing, even before she was in there, nothing but wonderful things to say about him. Right? Then she makes the situation worse, and she's gonna blame it on, and the people on the left are going to blame it on retaliation. They didn't want anything to do with her. They thought she was a sellout. They thought she was an Uncle Tom. And now all of a sudden, they're rushing to her aid. I think it's because they really like it when these people do illegal stuff to try to catch Trump. She made the situation worse by illegally recording herself. Insecure parts of the White House. When I say insecure, it's not that she was insecure, but the places in the White House where she did the recordings were not as secure as they should or could have been. Now, this is not her first time around in the White House. She worked in the Clinton administration under Vice President Al Gore, Gore's former office administrator, Mary Margaret Overby, said at the time, Omarosa was the worst hire the office had ever made. Now, isn't it interesting? They're always making fun of Trump for hiring the wrong people. But isn't it interesting? Where's Gore? Why isn't he speaking out saying, yeah, she was terrible. We had to let her go too. Oh, because it doesn't fit their political narrative. Got it. I got a little confused, huh? People magazine reported in 2004 that she was banished from the four jobs in the 2 years with the Clinton administration. Gee, that's a surprise. But now, think about this, guys. Four jobs in 2 years. I don't think that's happened to me since I was in high school. Right? The White House personnel office transferred her to the Commerce Department briefly. At her last short-lived administration role, Cheryl Shavers, a former Undersecretary of Technology at the Clinton Commerce Department, opined she was asked to leave as quickly as possible. so she wouldn't be disruptive, but that didn't work. She was so disruptive that one woman wanted to slug her. She only lasted in that role for several weeks. Another Clinton administration official reported she was fired because, ready for this? Ready? Is this, tell me if this shocks you. Because she couldn't get along with people. A Gore staffer also noted that she didn't do her job, and she got everyone in trouble. Now, usually that happens. It's everybody else's fault. Sure, and I mean that sincerely, because you guys are trying to cover for the one not doing the work, when you actually should be sitting back at your desk, and when the boss comes in, you go, I can't move these papers along because she ain't doing her job. That's how you do it. She's been busted for exaggerating her roles in the Clinton administration, too. Also, as Omarosa told an audience in Washington, D.C. on March 19, 2004, she was at a panel discussion on wearing the pants, a woman's experience in a man's world. All right, anyway, I've done logistics in advance and event planning for the White House under the Gore staff. At 23, I got appointed to the White House that was on a place to learn how to be a young professional. That's a very difficult environment because they don't believe in training. They just kind of throw you in the fire. Well, usually when you're hired, it's because you have that stuff on your resume that says you have the experience to jump in and get the job done. The problem, anonymous Gore staffers confirmed, Omarosa was involved in advanced work or logistics. Her job was to respond to invitation. So she never was involved in any kind of advanced work. She was kind of like the secretary's secretary to write notes and respond to invitations that were sent. That was a very deep, big job. I could see that. But when asked about her employment history, Omarosa falsely claimed that the shifting was due to her marriage to Aaron Stallworth. They have since divorced, and Omarosa married John Newman in 2017. I mean, I love this stuff. No, I mean it sincerely. I love it because at least people are seeing it. They're seeing what's happening. They're willing to talk about it. Except for those on the left who really are looking for raw, fresh meat. You know what I mean? And they're not going to stop anytime soon. If they, every little crack, for some odd reason, somehow, they were moving, they, I get mad at this stuff. I mean, internally, I get mad at this stuff. And the reason I get mad at it is because if you try, you know, you've seen me in other interviews. And if you try to bring up, look, you guys, look, if I get into an argument with these guys, I'm going to say, you fired her once already. The Clintons, of all people, the Clintons couldn't stand her. And they moved her around departments. I don't know why they just didn't flat out fire her, but they moved her around. They have found nobody from that time, from that day, that said she was good at what she did. And yet, because President Trump, who they hate, fired her, thinks that she's just wonderful. That's a double standard I talk about on a regular basis. But what the left will say to me when I come up with that argument, why do you always have to go to the past? Because that's how people are. They never really change unless they work hard at making the change. She obviously didn't want the change. But my argument is, I go to the past, and I talk about the Dems in the past, because I want to know where your foundation is. I want to know where your guidelines is. I want to know what the rules are. So if you allowed it back then it should be okay for him to allow it now. If you fired her back then because she wasn't performing, we should be able to fire her now because she wasn't performing. If you love Rosenstein and you want to protect his job and talk about what a great job he's doing, then you should be against Comey because Rosenstein wrote the memo saying we should, what? Fire Comey. That's why I say they're disingenuous. And I'd even call them liars at this point. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Just being there. Being there with us, being there for us, being engaged, telling other people about the show. You know, again, I do appreciate that. I appreciate your input. That's always good, too. Now, it's more than always good. It's mostly good. And I do appreciate your time with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being involved and engaged. All right. So let's get back at it for what it's worth. For what it's worth, let's get back at it. We were talking about the, and I'm pretty much talking about it. the microaggressions against atheists. So I want you to, Christians, to know this. They don't want you to talk about Christ. They don't want to talk about your faith. They don't want you to discuss what puts you at ease, what gives you peace. Because they can't figure it out. They can't scientificize it. Right? They can't make sense out of it from a touchy-feely way of doing things. They'll never get it because they're looking at all the wrong stuff. And I never assume. See, what irritates them, and funny, they say they never assume, but they always assume. They assume that we think they have no moral values if they don't believe in God. Remember, you know what Jesus said, why do you call me good? The only good one is God in heaven. He didn't say you couldn't do good things. Are you telling me that an atheist who puts his money to feeding people and loving people and I don't know, you know, maybe he does a Meals on Wheels thing every week. He feeds 20 or 30 seniors that don't have anybody to visit them. That's not a good thing. How many Christians doing that? I'm just asking. You don't have to answer to me. Those are good things, and we should let them know we think those are good things. Some of you who, I even argue with on my own Facebook page, I think it's hilarious. And I would love for one of them to call on the show on it, because I know what they're going to say about this. Oh, he can feed all the people he wants to. If you don't know Jesus, it's all for naught. No, actually, that's not true. And the other thing I'd say to you is, why are you allowing his light to shine while you sit there and scream scripture from your couch? It's always been the hypocritical part of Christianity that I can't understand. And I'm a Christian, and I don't understand it. And you Christians who say that, you know, we've already lost this, and this doesn't work, and that doesn't work, then your God is dead. Mine isn't. Yours is. Because what you're saying is your God can't change the situation. And that's not true either. If you really believe in a God you say you do, he can change anything. Including these atheists who think you have microaggressions. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. There's so much going on in the news, so much we can get to. I could be buried in this stuff for days. I don't watch this show, so I don't know anything about it. But I understand it's pretty popular, and it's a big deal to some. Not to me, to some. It's called, Queer Eye, and I guess it's a, what is it, a show you have clothes designed or something along those. Yeah, you wouldn't watch it either, do you? Everybody else could hear what you had to say, don't you think?
It's a panel of gay men who are helping straight men not.
Dress?
Yes.
Well, I've always heard that gay men have style.
Well, now you can too.
Well, look at me.
I'm working on it, honey.
There isn't enough gay men around to give me style. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. There you go.
All right. So Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness. No, this would be Ness. Okay, Van Ness. He's under fire. I mean, think about this. If it's truly about love trumps hate, then this should be a non-issue. This guy actually looks like Jesus in the pictures. But Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness is under fire for saying, not all Republicans, you ready for this? Not all Republicans are racist. Ooh. Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness was forced to defend himself against fans who were very upset with the hair guy's guru message. You know, can you imagine, what would they do to the Dalai Lama if he came out and said, hey, not all Republicans are racist? Think they rip him up? Probably. In today's environment, no question about it. Now, he was forced to defend himself against fans who were upset with this hair guru's message of trying to bridge the gap between Democrats and Republicans. Not all Republicans are racist, just like not all Democrats are evil. We have to stop demonizing each other. This was in a tweet that he sent to his nearly 500,000 followers. The 31-year-old drew the line at Trump, adding, unless you're actually racist, then you suck. Trump is racist. Not all his voters are necessarily, but we got to remember, we're all in this together. The breakout star from the new Netflix series was met with an uproar from his fan. Boy, they were upset. Why would they be upset? Right? I mean, who called Van Ness's tweet the worst political advice ever? So it's bad advice to suggest that we should get along. Isn't that nice? Love Trump's hate. We're supposed to try to reach out to each other. Supposed to try to be nice to each other. No, not in this case. I couldn't disagree more with your stance. He said, that's like saying all Nazis hated Jews and gays. Unfortunately, we've socially tipped past that point of compromise, especially with a party that has absolutely no interest in it. Right. Now, see, I could fight that from the other side, but I would never change this guy's mind. I wouldn't waste the air, the breath, the oxygen, or the atoms on this guy. Because he's not interested. One of his writers said, look, first of all, I adore you. All right, strike one. That said, at this stage, I could disagree with you more with your stances, like saying all Nazis hated Jews and gays. Unfortunately, we've socially tipped past the point of compromise, especially with a party that has absolutely... That's not true. Your party has come out and said, unless Trump does what we want him to do, we're not going to work with him. That's not a compromise. That's going against the will of the American people. He was voted in legally as the president of this country. You don't get to change the will of the people. They shunned your Democrat processes. They shunned your Democrat policies. And now your major players are coming out and saying they hate America. America was never great to begin with. That the tax breaks people were getting were crumbs only. He goes on to say that all Republicans perpetuate institutionalized racism. What does that mean? Prove it. Show me. I don't want to hear what your professor said. I want you to prove to me and show me where that happens. Another one of his followers added, I really admire you, but we're not all in this together. If we were, Trump would never be in office. See, did you get that comment? What is that comment saying? It says, we are smarter than them. The ones who didn't get off their butts and really come out and vote in the states they needed to, we're smarter than you. We know better than you. You know what that's called? Fascism. They're going to force us to do what they want us to do. The liberal star spoke out against the backlash, saying that it's this type of attitude that is preventing the country from getting to a place of mutual understanding. Also, if you're upset at the tweet I made, leave. I think that was great. I mean, he is doing what we should be doing all the time. And I would just say it on the show. You don't like, I said it to a couple of guys that were, I don't know, trolling me to a degree. You don't like it? Go somewhere else. We don't force you to stay here. I don't hold your kids at gunpoint until you go ahead and listen to the show. It doesn't work that way. Not for me, it doesn't. The liberal star spoke out against the backlash, saying that it's this type of attitude that's preventing the country from getting to a place of mutual understanding. Also, if you're upset at a tweet I made, just leave. Being able to compromise is what's missing from both sides in America. Right, and he's right. It is missing from both sides. And just the mere fact that the other side, people from the other side think that they're already doing this, that they're already the better of the two. They're already compromising. And since we won't come to the table, see, a compromise isn't giving Planned Parenthood $500,000 a year, continuing to give them $500,000 a year. Right, when the Republicans don't want to give them anything, the compromise would be to sit down and discuss what you really believe that they're doing and give them the amount of money. That would be the compromise. You give them the amount of money you believe to be what they need. I don't think they need anything, but that's just me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of... I don't know about you guys. I'm going to have a lot of fun in the next hour. We're going to be talking about... where did I put it? My notes are gone. Too bad. Come back. You'll find out what we're going to talk about. Ha, 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 ha.